United Nations officials said today that violence has decreased and security has improved across most of Iraq in the past 3 months, but much progress is needed on the political front. He made his comments after Iraqi lawmakers in Baghdad postponed a vote on the new election law by at least a month today, delaying local elections originally scheduled for October. The U.S. views the elections as a way of reconciling Iraq's rival ethnic and religious communities by redistributing power at a local level. Nancy Soderbergh is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and a foreign policy commentator whose works have appeared in the Los Angeles Times, the American Prospect, and the New York Times. Her new book, co-written with Brian Katulis, is called The Prosperity Agenda, What the World Wants from America and What We Need in Return. WMNF asked Nancy Soderbergh about when she thinks it will be safe for American troops to move out of Iraq in large amounts.
Well, I think it's very difficult to put a timetable on it because it's depending on how the political reconciliation unfolds, and it's very hard to put any kind of timetable. When I was at the White House in the 90s, we tried to put a timetable on our participation in the Balkans, and it didn't work at all. So I think timetables are risky. Notional estimates of how long you think something will take is probably the better way to go. Regardless of what one thinks about having invaded Iraq, we are there now. We need to finish the job and withdraw in an orderly fashion. And I think that's going to happen, and it'll take somewhere between 2 and 4 years. Obama would like to do it in 16 months, McCain a bit longer. But I think there is a consensus in America that we need to get out of Iraq, and it's a question of how to do that and how quickly to do that. I think what will happen is we'll begin to withdraw slowly, hand the job of providing security over to the Iraqi security forces, who we've been training for years. They are beginning to be capable enough to do that job. Get Americans out of the civil war, have the Iraqis fight their civil war if they continue it. Hopefully, I think you're already seeing the Iraqi people tiring of their own violence and becoming ready to recreate a stable Iraq.
And staying along that, just for another question, there was again a dispute with the whole issue of the surge and how effective that has been versus other elements that have led to definitely a reduction of violence. People talk about the Sunni awakening and the idea of again, Iraqis just tired of their own violence after so many years. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the surge definitely helped quell some of the violence, but it also was essentially replacing Allied troops who were departing. And it coincided with, as you say, the Sunni awakening, which was essentially the Sunnis who were part of the ruling minority throughout the Saddam Hussein years, recognizing that al-Qaeda was not working in their interest, that it would be better off to get al-Qaeda out of Iraq. So they essentially woke up to the fact that al-Qaeda was on the wrong side of history and began to try and oust al-Qaeda from its country, which makes Americans' jobs much harder. The question is, can they create a multicultural state out of the three key groups, Sunni, Shia, and the Kurds? I think they will. It's going to take some time. It won't be a perfect state, but I think it will, in the long run, work. For Americans, the debate will be, was it worth the price in American blood and treasure? We've lost over 4,000 men, more than in 9/11. The bill is already about $1 trillion, $2 billion a week, with no end in sight. So I think that debate will continue. There was no imminent threat. Why are we there? But the fact that we're there, we do need to finish the job, withdraw, leave behind a stable Iraq, perhaps not a perfect democracy, but at least a stable area where al-Qaeda does not have a base.
We're speaking with Nancy Soderbergh. She's the co-author of the new book, The Prosperity Agenda, What the World Wants from America and What We Need in Return. And let's talk about your book. And you write in the book that both presidential candidates in this election have thus far avoided debating the most important national security issues that will affect the lives of Americans in the years to come. Basically, what are those issues that we haven't really heard about yet?
Well, I think what the book argues is that we need to get back to the basics. For the last 7 years, the United States has been on the wrong side of delivering what people most want, which is prosperity in terms of their neighbors, essentially the right to a decent life, a decent home, freedom from violence, and a hope for their children. And America has lost its credibility and trust around the world, which makes it very hard if you're trying to lead a global war on terror or trying to stop proliferators from getting weapons of mass destruction. The world doesn't trust us. They're not going to help us in that agenda. What we do need to do is solve the issues of debt, disease, poverty, global warming, this food crisis. Not on our own. We don't have to pay for it all. It's not a global humanitarian mission. But we need to set the policies and drive the solutions, and then the world will see that we're on their side and be much more willing to help us with our challenge. So it's kind of a bargain that we're suggesting, that America once again leads on these global challenges. In return, we'll regain trust and get the rest of the world's help. Like it or not, these are global problems. They require a global solution. And when the lone superpower is on the wrong side of these issues, everyone suffers.
We know that you worked with Bill Clinton in the Clinton administration. You've also supported and worked with other Democrats. Do you have any relationship with the Barack Obama campaign right now?
Well, I'm supporting Barack Obama. I think he's better suited to the 21st challenges that we face. I think John McCain is a great patriot and a great hero and has certainly dedicated his life to this country, in service to this country. But I think his solutions are more wedded in the past. We need someone who will bring change and a new direction to this country. I'm very active in the Florida politics now, and will be at the convention as part of the platform committee. And I think that Florida is going to be a key state in this election. And I think Americans all across the country, and particularly in Florida, need to look hard at these candidates, look at the choice before us, and decide what's most important. I think John McCain's position on Iraq has been controversial, but in essence has kind of come full circle, where he and Obama differ on the timetable, but not necessarily the means of getting out. But that's not what this election is about. This election is about how to restore American leadership, how to fix our economy here at home. Americans are suffering. And to do that, we need a 21st century leader who understands these challenges.